it just a matter of them waiting till you got all the way up to speed and ready to play?
Well, I think they knew I was up to speed, but at the same time, there were some decisions that they had to make. As you know, I came in, I believe, kind of they're finishing their second preseason game, heading into the third, so they were still trying to figure out what needed to be done as far as their roster. But at least I went out into the open saying, hey, I'm ready and I'm moving better. And so I was just patient waiting to see what was going to happen.
Was there a second workout after that one?
Yes, there was. There was. And they knew. I think deep down they knew I was going to continue to work hard and continue to focus on the fundamentals. And here I am today.
So how many teams were you on? Guys.
So I did two workouts with this team, and then I did also I worked out for Arizona and the Rams.
Is it tough season starting and not being somewhere?
Yo, it's always tough. It was definitely gives you a different perspective. I mean, here I am trying to train hard and work hard and just get better. And as the seasons continue to progress and watching Sunday football on the couch with my son, it wasn't frustrating, but I knew God had a plan, and I just kept on continuing to be patient, and in the end, it worked out well.
I assume they're real interested in having a pass rusher.
Yes.
And then how soon do you think you can step in and help them?
That would be the coach's call. I'm just happy to be here, and I'm in the playbooks right now, getting familiar with the scheme, and that would be determined by him. Just take it from a day-to-day basis.
Do you think if they said, look, on a few plays, we can use you now, would you be ready?
I would hope so. I certainly hope so. If I wasn't ready, then I wouldn't be here. So obviously they signed me, and I was glad to be a part of this great organization, and we'll just take it day by day.
Is their defense similar to stuff you've played in the past?
Some of the stuff looks familiar. Right now I just learned about this much in the playbook, and once we start our meetings, I'll get a feel for what they're trying to do. It's been great to see some of the former coaches that I worked with when I was a 49er, and obviously they're still here in the Bay Area. And it's always great to meet former players. Me and Richard Seymour go back in the day because we received the same accolades, and as well as seeing Shante Spencer again.
You've adjusted to new teams before. Has that helped you, that experience?
Oh yeah, by far. At the end of the day, it's always a business. So it's my fourth team in this business, but it's just I'm very blessed by God to come into my 12th year and just to have a longevity. Longevity in this business is hard to come by. Oh, no problem. You're good.
You were having a big year last year.
Yes.
Torn quad sounds like a pretty serious injury.
It was.
In the 30s.
Yes.
Was there a thought of, all right, you know, or I'm done, or did you immediately think, all right, I'm coming back?
It was crazy. My wife was at that game, and actually she ended up running into the locker room and asked me what you want to do, and I said I have a feeling I can come back from this.
That day.
Yeah. I said I'm not done yet. Whatever seed, whatever God was planting in my head, I knew I could give more, and it was definitely a fight. It was a battle. And every day, I mean, I rehab probably about 6 days a week, 2 to 3 hours a day. I mean, that was the level of dedication that I was trying to do to come back on the field, and it paid off.
So in your mind, you were ready the first workout? You weren't, it wasn't going to back to show you were even healthier the second time?
I was ready the first workout, and they saw what they needed to saw, and they were just honest with me, just saying, hey, we're still kind of figuring out what needs to be done, but continue to stay in shape, which I did, and continue to work on football-type movements, which I had been doing before, and did another workout, and there you have it. Well, every week I always challenge myself. From the days I could start running to the days I could start moving well on the field. So I mean, I did everything from boxing to running on the track to running on the treadmill. But they always say. There's a difference between being in shape and being in football shape. So, you being game ready. So I gotta break my lungs in eventually.
Physically, on a 1 to 10 scale, where are you?
100.
Pretty good answer.
100. Like I said, it was a long battle. I mean, it was such a long battle. Definitely, you had your moments of frustrations, but I hung in there. I never gave up, and I'm just glad to be here.
Andre, you went to school in the Bay Area. You played across the Bay. How did it feel to put on the silver and black at this point in your career?
It was great. I had a lot of friends that said you crossed over to the dark side. But, you know, everything comes in the full circle. I mean, where I'm at in my career, why not be back in the Bay Area where it all started for me? Just a lot of good memories from the times I played at Oak Grove High School to being a Cal Bear to being a 49er. be the last draft class of Bill Walsh. That's something that I hold dear, and just to continue to be to continue to play in this game.
Was New England still in the mix at any point after the injury?
They were, but as you know, it's just, you know, sometimes the business side of it, they move forward, I move forward. I appreciate the Patriots for bringing me in that last year. Had a lot of great memories, created a lot of great friendships. My teammates in general that I still talk to this day, and friends that are not related to football. So Boston's, Foxborough, the state of Massachusetts, the Pats Nation. Hey, I love them to death, and that was definitely a great chapter in my life, and I'll never forget it. I hope so. I think so, and I'm confident in that. When one thing is always important, that you just gotta get a feel for each other, and that just starts with practice as well as the game. So, and also communication is very key, because you gotta understand where they're coming from, what they're trying to do, not only on the run but as far as the pass. And I'm a believer in that. I always said, you know, in regards to just not being an individual pass rusher, but just having four guys that are just nonstop. You've seen it time and time again, from the times when Tampa Bay went to the Super Bowl, to the New York Giants from back in the day when Michael Strahan played. I watched them with those guys, and the reason why they were so successful was because they were always in sync. They always communicated. So those were the things that are very important.
Do